some good news in the All Ireland review regarding the Donegal area, and it is that it suggests and recommends bringing Real back to Letterkenny. That's one of the things we've been campaigning for, so that's positive. The less good news is that it leaves the rest of the county without any rail at all. We've been recommending that there should be a spine of rail right down the middle of Donegal, connecting Letterkenny to Sligo through Ballybuffet, Donegal Town, Ballyshannon and Bundoran. And unfortunately, the draft version of the rail strategy rejects that. And even with the bits of rail that it has recommended, it's unclear if Letterkenny and Derry will be connected directly by train, so it's unclear if passengers will have to change just to do the 34-kilometre journey between the two towns. And it's also unclear and looking unlikely that Letterkenny will have direct rail connections to Dublin. So it appears that people will have to change in Portadown. So there's some good news in this review, as I mentioned, but unfortunately there's a number of things we have to get fixed now to ensure that the final version of this report is as good as it can be for County Donegal.
And this is a huge opportunity to increase connectivity and improve it in Donegal and the whole Northwest. So it's vital that it is done right.
It is. This document will determine the pipeline of rail works for the next 30 or more years. So we're talking into the second half of this century. And anything that isn't in there is extremely unlikely to be anywhere near the table for consideration until well into the far end of the century. And that's why it's absolutely essential for Donegal that we get the best proposals we can in this strategy for the county. Because otherwise, what you're going to see is just a growing gap, the county being left further behind. And it's not a lot to ask for Donegal to have just good basic infrastructure to ensure that more than just a tiny corner of the county has access to rail. Donegal should have what Mayo has and what Kerry has and other comparable counties. And that's why we're asking as many of your listeners as possible, please submit their own thoughts to the consultation, which finishes tonight at midnight.